Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Silent Gardener of the Mountain Monastery. In the serene, mist-covered mountains of Tibet, nestled between towering peaks and ancient forests, stood a revered monastery known for its tranquility and spiritual depth. This monastery, shrouded in silence and wisdom, was home to a community of dedicated monks, each following their spiritual paths in unique ways. Among them was the serene and enigmatic monk, Brother Tenzin, who had taken a solemn vow of silence. Brother Tenzin's decision to embrace silence was made many years ago, not out of necessity, but as a personal commitment to deeper contemplation and mindfulness. For decades, he communicated through gentle gestures and his ever-present serene smile, a beacon of peace and understanding to those around him. His silence, far from isolating him, connected him more deeply with the world and those who inhabited it. His chosen sacred space was the monastery garden, a lush, vibrant tapestry of life nestled at the edge of the monastery grounds, bordered by the dense, whispering forest. This garden was his canvas, his sanctuary, and his offering to the world. It was a place where he spoke through the language of nature, each plant a word in his unspoken dialogue. Every morning, as the first rays of sun peeked over the mountaintops, Brother Tenzin would begin his silent ritual. With careful precision, he would tend to each plant, nurturing them with the love and care one might offer a beloved friend. He believed each plant had its own spirit, and he tended to them meticulously, understanding their needs through observation and intuition. The garden flourished under his care, a harmonious blend of colors, textures, and scents. Rare orchids nestled beside towering sunflowers, while delicate ferns created a lush carpet around ancient stone paths. Each section of the garden seemed to tell a story of growth, patience, and quiet strength. Visitors to the monastery often found themselves drawn to the garden, its tranquility offering solace to many a troubled soul. They would find Brother Tenzin quietly working, his presence a balm, his silence a space for reflection. Without a word, he taught them the beauty of patience, the strength in stillness, and the profound communication in silence. One day, a young monk named Yam Yang, new to the monastery and struggling with his own spiritual journey, became particularly captivated by Tenzin's garden. Yam Yang observed Tenzin's silent dedication and began to assist him, learning without words, through imitation and observation. As the seasons changed, so did Yam Yang's understanding of silence and its power. He realized that in the hushed serenade of the garden, beneath the whispering winds and rustling leaves, a profound wisdom lay. Through Tenzin's example, Yam Yang learned to listen not only with his ears but with his heart, finding answers to his questions in the gentle cycle of nature. Brother Tenzin's silent vow and his garden became legendary, a testament to the peace and enlightenment achievable through silence. His legacy lived on in the vibrant blooms and the tranquil hearts of those who visited his garden, a reminder that sometimes the most profound conversations happen without a single spoken word. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.